I made up my mind. I'm going to be with Jesus. And that is it. I'm quite emotional at this point. I made up my mind. I'm going to be with Jesus. I got an attitude. I got an attitude. With God's help, I'm not going to let a thing turn me around. Not a thing turn me around. The prayers, everything, this song this sister just sang. I talked to the pastor this morning. I hadn't thought about even speaking this. But I went to the pastor and told him some stuff. Just the pastor and myself. I just told him just little experiences I was having and I had had. And then this is put up on the PowerPoint saying if someone has hurt you or if you have hurt them. And that's exactly what I was talking about this morning, wasn't it, Pastor? But thank you, Jesus, for cleansing. You hear? Thank you, Jesus, for forgiveness of sins. Woo, Lord Jesus, what a wonderful Savior. Makes you want to dance. Makes you want to shout. Woo, I have decided I'm going to follow Jesus. No turning back with me. And that's what we all have to come to. No turning back. And I'm going to defend Jesus, and I'm going to talk about my Jesus, and I'm going to live like my Jesus. I'm going to strut like my Jesus. I'm going to dress like my Jesus. I'm going to smell like my Jesus, along with my obsession perfume. And I am going to, I'm not going to disappoint God. All right, I got that off my chest. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we all have to come to that decision. All of us have to come to that decision. All right? I'm so glad you came tonight. It makes me feel very thankful. Thank you so much. But I got to show some stuff. Can I show stuff? And also, lying in the bed early in the morning, the Lord gave me a suggestion. So we need to give him a little praise. So three people, four people, I don't know who you are. You can raise your hand after I show my stuff. And just give a praise. What did the Lord do for you today? Okay? Get your little heads together. Start thinking. And raise your hand. I'll pop up with the microphone. But in the meantime, I got to show my stuff. Look, because I'm freezing here in you all's. I got you. I'm freezing here in you all state. I'm from Florida. And look. Do you see this? Do you see this? You walk like a model. You see the gloves? Now, who gave these to me? Raise the hand. Who gave these to me? Who? Come on, folk, help me. There. Praise the Lord. And then I got something else. And these are cute, too. Because I put on leg warmers on my arms today. I did. I'm cold. And look at this. Look, Tina. You see that? That came from Kat. If you all don't know Kat, raise your hand. Look at this. Kat, please raise your hand. I don't want to embarrass you, but I have you have an artist in house, okay? Thank you so much. I shall take this back with me to Florida. I appreciate it so very much. Let me take my little glove off. Okay. I like these things. Tina keeps saying, you get your tights. I said, I need to get my tights, Doc. Ooh, what a mighty God we serve. Thank you, Jesus, for my gifts. Okay, where's the hand? Back there? Okay, Pastor, you want to run for me? Come on, Pastor, run. Pastor's going to run. Got it? Anybody run? Okay. Obrigado, Senhor. God. All right, let's hear the brother. Anyone else? Get your hand up. We want to praise Jesus. What did he do today? Okay.
Yeah, I went to work today. And I was telling the people about my prayer meeting last night, and I was singing the song that the pastor sang, you know, a little bit, you know. I told him a little bit about it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then my one of my work associates was angry, and he said, "Don't tell me about God right now," you know. And so I just was quiet after that for a while, and then I started talking a little bit about God again, and I invited him to prayer meeting, and both of them, and his brother wasn't interested, but he all of a sudden, the one that said that he didn't want to hear about God, he said, "Well, where is it at, you know?"
Isn't that something?
And like, I told him where it was, and he was like, "Well, maybe I'll go." And I was like, "Great." And then he's like, "Oh, wait, I got something else I got to do." And I was like, "Well, it's 7 o'clock every day of the week." Unfortunately, I didn't know Thursday was.
Yeah.
Anyways, so maybe he'll show up one of these days. I hope.
What a blessing just to say. Hallelujah. Because you know, folk are angry. And they're angry at God for reasons they don't even understand. But he's the one. Thank you. He's the one that brings the blessing. Or who's the next hand? Who's it? There. Okay. Yes, my love. Please speak. See, when I talk with them, I have to go into my British accent. I almost said my British accident. I guess it is, huh? Go ahead, sis.
I had a neighbor friend that came and cleaned my gutters out, and they needed doing because the water, when it rained, the water came over the gutter instead of running out. Uh-huh. And they put a lot of hours into it, and I appreciate it because I didn't have to go up on the roof.
Hear me. Thank you, Jesus. I know what that's about. Those gutters get clogged up. Boy, it rains just about every day in Florida, and the leaves, I had that oak tree, which is now gone because of Irma, and the leaves were all in it, and the rain would come, and I had my private rainstorm right in front of my door. So praise God. That's right. Yay. Okay.
I'd just like to praise the Lord for my wonderful, wonderful family. I just had surgery not too long ago, and this gal here, Diana, has been helping me almost every day, taking care of me, and
boy,
that's... It takes
little
a lot
angels.
To give your time to help somebody else.
Isn't that something?
I appreciate that.
I'm telling you, and you can't pay for this. The Lord said, little angel, let me just touch you, little angel. Praise the Lord. All right, shall I just dare one more before we go into the service? Okay, we got your hand too. Okay, two more, go ahead.
Today, my wife and I were at Walmart taking care of some business, and we needed a dinette set and a futon. Deal, we don't have a truck to haul it home, and the boxes were too big to stuff in our Nissan.
Uh-huh.
And there's a guy at the meat market. She was going to buy a turkey for something going on, and he's coming over tomorrow to cut the turkey for her while I'm at work. And he offered his truck, helped me load the stuff on his truck.
My goodness.
Drove it to my house, put it in my house, and didn't charge me a dime.
Wow.
Shout hallelujah!
That's customer service in my book.
Amen. You got that right. Look at here. Go ahead. And, what did you say?
That he's coming tomorrow to cut the turkey for me.
Yeah, you ought to hug her tight. Yeah. Hallelujah. All right, sister.
Oh, I had opportunity today to go to a court case, and it was for a young woman who has had a lot of bumps in her road and drugs and a lot of things over quite a number of years. And she just had a baby a month ago. And, of course, the baby was taken from her because she had charges and things she hadn't dealt with.
Yeah.
And I'm just praising God. Everybody in that court, the judge, everybody there, they were giving her another chance.
Praise
to be
God.
With her baby, and to they are letting her have an opportunity to go through a drug treatment program here in town and stay at her mother's. And I just went away saying, I could hardly believe it. God just had to be doing a miracle for her to give her a new start to be able to have a chance to raise her little baby.
That was blessings from the Lord. That's nothing but God.
And so I just want everybody to pray that God will strengthen her and help her make it, because it's not an easy change of lifestyle, and she's going to need God. And so They said they might come one of these nights, so right. I'm praying they will, she and her mom. Right. So thank
well,
you.
We thank you. Now, you know, you said now you want the church to pray. I believe in praying on the spot. Amen. Pastor, pray, Lord, to give us some strength. Thank you, Lord.
Father, we thank you how you answered today and how you still have amazing plans for this young lady.
That's right.
She either doesn't know you too well, but I know that you desire to have a close relationship with her. I pray that her heart might be receptive to you. I pray that she may make prudent decisions for her life and for her baby. Yes. Bless her and guide her. Keep her safe.
Yeah.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. All right, you just get ready. Tomorrow night we're going to do this little interval, okay? Is that all right? And I'm going to try and get you out before midnight. Our text tonight, someone find Matthew 6:15. Someone have Matthew 6:12 ready. What happens when you're angry? What does it do to us? How do you feel? Just yell it out to me. What happens when we're angry? What effect does it have on our bodies? Huh? Just yell it out. It's poison? It's poison you, huh? Yeah, it's poison. So it's affecting every organ, huh? What else does it do? How does it affect us? What'd you say?
Hurts others.
Well, yeah, it hurts others. True. And how about this frame here?
Makes you tense.
Makes you tense. That's right. What else?
Put you in prison.
Put you in prison, buddy. That's it. A lot of folks are still in prison without bars. That's true. It's true. Messes up your mind. What else?
Get depressed.
Is any medical folk in here? Nurses, doctors wannabe, therapists wannabes? Any medical people? Medical lady, tell us how does unforgiveness and all this stuff affect our bodies medically?
How does it, the anger?
Yes, how does this anger affect our body?
Blood pressure, for sure.
And we take medication to lower the blood pressure, and we haven't gotten rid of the anger. Is that right? The source of, right?
What else, doctor, whatever you want?
Just a nurse, that's the only thing I can think of right now. Yeah. Well, stress, anxiety, yeah.
Yeah. Hypertension.
Headaches.
Headaches, that's right. Upset stomachs.
Oh, yeah, the GI.
This is true. Upset stomachs. Yeah, anything else?
Yeah.
Heartaches.
Medical team here?
Yeah.
We are. What else does it do?
It gives you heart attacks.
That's
it affects
true.
Your heart. Yeah, okay, sometimes.
Yeah, that's true.
Because, and everything you said, it's true, because I asked, when I was at General Conference, I asked some of the doctors there, I said, what does anger... What is bitterness? What is that? How does that affect your bodies? And so Dr. Kathleen said, "Oh, Carol," she said, "it gives you constipation." Because you're all tensed up, isn't that right? You're all tensed up and your organs are not working right, isn't that right? They said it affects every single organ in your body. You can't even think straight. Anger. Anger. Some of us are holding hand grenades. Is this true? And some of us are so angry, we throw it. Is this true? I'm telling you the truth, folks. We're so full of anger. And if you try to say, "Hello, nice to see somebody. What are you talking about? Who are you talking to?" Isn't that right? And you're almost afraid to approach. And this thing is sizzling in their hands. It's ready to blow up. You know what I'm saying? And don't throw it back at me. And why are you running from it? He went like, but this is true. Isn't that right? Anger is dangerous. You can give those back to me at the end of the service because they belong to the pastor's wife. Anger is awful. And we hold it and we seethe. We get hotter. And this thing is going to explode sooner or later. Because it's got to get out, doesn't it, Senor? It has to come out. And what way does it come out? There's a song up north that says, I could slap somebody today. Yeah, they sing that on the radio. I could slap somebody. And then someone goes out and kills somebody. And it's just deep stuff. And you said it brings, who said it brings on depression and stuff like that? Anger is not good for us. And so I say to even myself, how long are we going to hold the hand grenade? Because it's going to explode. It's going to explode. And it's not only going to hurt others, it's also going to hurt, it's going to hurt me. Isn't that right? And they caught the grenade. They caught the grenade. Anger. Holding on to your anger hurts you, but the only cure for anger is forgiveness. That's the only cure for anger. It's forgiveness. You're the prisoner, is what you said, Brother Lyndon? You're the prisoner. You're the prisoner.
I think we're putting someone else in prison,
We're putting ourselves in prison. And when I get forgiveness, I'm out. Who said poison? You back there. You think you're killing them, and you're the one that has taken the poison. Is it worth it? But in that state of anger, we're not thinking clearly. We think my right, my this, my that. You know, and we've all been through it. I've been through that anger stuff. That anger is not sweet. And anger, no, child. And I don't have that cute look either when I was angry. Went through some stuff. But anger was destroying me. I got to the point where, Lord, do I say it or not? Because he's recording, they're recording. But when I would talk about my former life, and people would say, oh, I saw, you know, your ex or anything, and I would say, I hope they saw him under a bus. Isn't that terrible? Don't laugh too heartily, but wasn't that terrible? That stuff that was inside me, it was not Christ. But you don't wish good things, do you? Let's be honest, come on. You don't wish good things when you're full of this anger, this bitterness, this devil stuff, because that's all it is, because it does not come from God. God is all this. Read these things as far as you can see. Read what's on the cross. God is nothing but what? Love. What?
Joy.
What?
Peace.
What?
Worship.
What?
Yes.
What?
Goodness.
What?
Faith.
What?
Jesus.
What?
Temperance.
That's what God is. We need to forgive others. It's like that thing said. And then we need to forgive ourselves. A lot of times we're angry in here with me. We need to forgive ourselves. All right, who has that first text? Hallelujah. And forgiveness, one thing, forgiveness is the only way to take back control of your life. You're angry with this person, they're still controlling you. Living in you rent-free, that's all it is. That's all it is. All right, give me that first text. Let me give me the first one. Let's move on so I can get you out. First text. Which one is it?
6:15.
Yep, Matthew 6:15.
But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. That means if you don't forgive others, then God can't forgive you.
But we're constantly praying in church, oh, Lord, Lord, forgive me. Isn't that what we're doing? Oh, Lord, forgive us all that. And you are holding, I'm holding a grudge against Tina. So I come to church, oh, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Good morning. Good morning. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Oh, Jesus was so good to me, and I cannot stand your soul. But praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Holding this junk inside me. Is this true? The Lord says, if you have aught, if you have aught, you think there's something between that you and this person, and here I come, and I'm bringing my tithe, Pastor, I'm making sure that I bring all my big tithe and everything to the altar. The Lord said, leave your come on, say it.
Leave your gift and go and be reconciled.
I need to leave my gift and say, my brother, whatever I've done. And this, it takes a whole lot. Because you all are looking at me, you know? Brother, forgive me. Please forgive. Well, suppose he says, I'm not going to forgive you, Carol. Then what do I do? Come on, what do I do? He's not going to forgive me. What do I do? Pray. Can I throw a hand grenade at him? I'm trying to be like Jesus.
No, you can't do that.
He says, I've asked him to forgive me.
You forgive him still. And yourself.
Yeah. And I leave him up to who? Leave your gift before the altar and go make it right with your brother. Go make it right with your sister. And what did you read, Tina? You said, if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father in heaven forgive you of your trespasses. So then what's the use of praying? Sad to say, there are many prayers that do not reach the ears of our God. We are not forgiven because we forgive. We're forgiven as we forgive. Sister White said we should be, how she say it? We should be habitual forgivers. Constantly forgiving. My brothers and my sisters, and I'm talking to me also, the only thing we can take from earth to heaven is our character. Gotta get the character straight. Gotta get it straight. Matthew 6:12. Who has Matthew 6:12? In the Greek is, it's as we forgive our debtors. Not forgiven because we're forgiven, be forgiven as we are forgiven. Then we go on, I think Colossians 3:13. Who has Colossians 3:13? You know, Jesus is sweet, folk. He's trying. He's given everything to get us into the kingdom. It's up to us. Who, you have a pastor? Read it, please.
Forbearing one another and forgiving one another, if any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye.
Forbearing. What is forbearing? What do you think forbearing means? Huh? Patience. That's right. Patience. Tolerance. Forbearing. Being lenient. Be forgiving. This is dictionary now. This is just like Jesus said. Forgiving. Go easy on the person. They don't deserve it. Go easy on them. Be humane. Be humanitarian. Long-suffering, mild. And so when we look at Peter was trying to work this thing. Peter was saying, Lord, how many times should I forgive? How many times, Lord, should we forgive? Peter was thinking as the priest had put a limit, three times and that's it. Oh, you hurt me one time? You hurt me two times? hurt me three times. I'm supposed to forgive you each time. Lord, I've forgiven him three times. That is it, Lord. And Peter, in his naivete, he thought that's what Christ had ordered. That wasn't Christ. That was the priest. That was man. We talked, Brother Sam, we talked about man bringing in theory, didn't we say? Christ said, how many times should you forgive? How many times is that? Huh? He said a lot. 400 and what? 490 times. Well, Lord, I'm only at 20. Well, you got to keep forgiving, Carol. I'm only at 30. 490 is just a symbolic. We should be continuously forgiving. Continuously forgiving. We've got to have a clean soul if we're going to go home with Jesus. That's all there is to it. That's plain and easy. But Lord, you don't know what they did to me. I do know what they did to you. And when we put things in the light of the cross, of what people have done to us in the light of the cross, what we have done to Jesus, it says it was my sins that put him there. It was my sins that the Savior said, I got to show you this. My sins, where's my board? Here it is. Here. My sins. I want someone to write for me. Who wants to write something for me? Because I got to hold the... Stop pointing your finger. It's like he's hitchhiking. Okay, thank you, darling. Take this one, no, just a marker. You write. What are we? We are what? What are we? What are we? We're nothing but what? Sinners. What are we? Come on, talk. What are we? You're ashamed of it, aren't you? We're sinners. She said, yes. And that's true. We're sinners saved by grace. It's because of the blood of Jesus. So my sister, are you ready? Huh? It won't come off? Oh, you got to pull, hon. Pull, baby. Well, that's your problem. You write on my board and it doesn't come off? Stamp right on the board. I order ye. Oh, come on. Don't get out of here. Come sit over here with me. And this is permanent. This is our sins were permanent, too, until Jesus came. We were permanently doomed for death. You hear? Oh, this is permanent. You got that right. Yeah, now she's scared. But you come get stand up here and write. I want you to write. Write that word. Sinners. Do it cross. My board isn't that big. Yeah, you ought to be scared. She knows it's permanent. That's why. And I paid good money for that board. I want you to know it. So you wrote on my board.
I did.
Close up this way because don't get on my clothes because it's permanent. All right, we'll erase it. Look, she's scared. Her eyes are like, I told her it wasn't going to come off. You see, no, it's not coming off. Give me my board. Wait, don't go anywhere. Oh, huh, I hope you have money in your pocket. Just put it in a tithe envelope and mark it Carol's fund. We are, what are we? What are we? What are we?
Sinners.
What are we?
Sinners.
What are we?
Saved by grace.
I ain't asked about how we're saved. What are we? What are we? Come on, say it.
Sinners.
We're sinners. It's a shame, but what are we?
Sinners.
And we were permanently doomed for death, weren't we? Pastor, you got to put some stuff at the foot of the cross. Put some of that stuff. Name them as you go, Pastor. There's stuff that we're holding on to stuff, folk. We're holding on to, Pastor, name some of those things you're putting up there. We're holding on to stuff, and we're going to remain sinners if we don't give this stuff to Jesus. We've got to, let me use this, we've got to regurgitate this stuff. We've got to get it out of our systems. Jesus is coming. He's coming soon. We've got to make the decision, am I going to go back with Jesus or am I going to remain a what? Yes. 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 Do I want to be ready when Jesus comes? You want to be ready? Not when he comes, now? So he, when he, because he's pleading for us in the sanctuary. He holds up his hands to his Father. There's the guitarist who played the song. It was beautiful. Yes, I must be ready. I've got to be ready moment by moment. And if you're not, if you don't have an idea, you get the word of God and you say, let me measure myself according to thus saith the Lord. Am I in the Lord? Or am I going to make the decision that I am going to remain a what? Remain a sinner. What were some of the things you put up there, Pastor?
Evil speaking.
Evil speaking. Evil speaking, people. Can't do it. It's ingrained in us. We're born in sin. We're shaping iniquity. We're sinners. But Jesus has the solution. God so loved the world. God so loved the world, he sent his only son. What's another one, Pastor?
Gossiping.
Gossiping. If we tell myself this too. If we have to gossip, let's gossip about the gospel of Jesus Christ. We should be yelling hallelujah. Let's gossip about Jesus Christ, what he's done, what he's doing. He's coming. What else passes up there?
Hate.
Hmm?
Hate.
Hate. Yeah, a lot of us are hating people. Yeah, I'm hating. And we're sitting in the pews. We hate our neighbors. We hate this. We hate that. Yes. We got to get out these characters because that's the only thing we can take to the kingdom. Only thing we can take to the kingdom. We've got to make the decision. Is it worth me continuously being a sinner until the second death? No way. What else? Is that the only one?
Malice.
Malice. These are traits of Satan. He started all this junk in the kingdom when he was Lucifer. He brought it down here to us, and we're going to just, we don't even try to resist the devil. We don't even try to resist him. Got to draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to us. You're still worried about that, aren't you? What can wash away my sins? What can wash away my sins? Hold the board steady. What can wash away my sins? 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 What can wash away my sins, brothers and sisters? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Amen. hallelujah. She's saying, thank you, Jesus. And that's what we should say, shouldn't we? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for washing away my sins. Thank you, Lord. All right, gonna make the appeal. Jesus says we've got to do it 490 times. And the only thing we can take back to glory is our what? It's our character. Let me read a little statement before we go into this appeal. This is from Testimonies for the Church, Volume 6, 5, 6. Strength of character consists of two things: power of will and power of self-control. The greatest as an evidence of nobility in a man, woman, is self-control. It's great controversy. She says, many older people, many of us mistake strong, uncontrolled passion for strength of character. But the truth is that he who is mastered by his passions is a weak man. The real greatness and nobility of the man is measured by the power of the feelings that he subdues, not by the power of the feelings that subdue him. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Going to open up in prayer, I want you to close your eyes. I want you to talk to Jesus. We're getting ready to make decisions. Jesus is calling you. He says, come to me just as I am. You come into Jesus without one plea, but that your blood was shed for me on Calvary. I'm giving you my evil speaking. I'm giving you my gossiping. I'm giving you my hate. I'm giving you my malice. I'm giving you my anger and anything else that you have. You've received a piece of paper. No one else knows what you're getting ready to write on that paper, but you've got to give it up to Jesus. Write on the paper. Slip it up. Slip out your seat and go put it at the foot of the cross. Just as I am, without one plea. But that Jesus' blood was shed for me, and that thou biddest me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come. You wrote something on your paper, just slip out, put it at the cross, sit back to your seat. Just as I am, and waiting not to rid my soul of one dark blot, to thee whose blood can cleanse each spot. Oh, Lamb of God, I'm coming. Just as I am, though tossed about with many a conflict, many a doubt, fightings within and fears without, but I'm coming, O Lamb of God, I'm coming. Just as I am, poor, wretched, blind, sight, riches, healing of the mind, Yea, and all I need in thee to find, O Lamb of God, I'm coming, I'm coming, I'm coming. Just as I am, thou wilt receive. You're going to pardon me. You're going to welcome me. You're going to cleanse me. You're going to relieve me. Yea, because thy promise, I believe. Oh, sweet Lamb of God, I'm coming. I'm coming. Just as I am. Just as I am. Thy love unknown hath broken every barrier down. Now to thee, to you, to God alone, O Lamb of God, I come. You're praying. I'm going to make this call now. Someone has made the decision. I don't know who it is. If you haven't, make it now. You want to go to heaven. You want to be with Jesus. You've laid that at the foot of the cross. You're not going to pick it up anymore. You're going to stop believing Satan's lies. I'm coming, Lord, just as I am. All spotted, everything. I'm coming, I'm coming. And so I'm appealing to someone who... And you know your relationship with Jesus Christ, if you have a relationship with Jesus Christ. Lord, I need to tighten it up. I really have not been like you wanted me to be. If you believe Jesus, slip on out and come up here with me. I want a tighter relationship, Lord. You have washed me in the blood now. And if you want it to be a renewal, what's the word I want to use? You want to renew your relationship with God. Just a little tighten up more and more because I've got to be with him. Just stand, slip out, and come on up here while I make the next appeal. Anybody, I've got to be like Jesus. If that's your desire, come on and just stand up here. My next appeal. You love some Jesus, but you have not fully surrendered your life to him to say, I don't understand everything. All I know is you love me. Perhaps you've studied a little bit, but Lord, I'm trusting you so much. I want to be baptized. Is there someone here this evening? I want to go down in that watery grave. I want to be ready. I want to get in the ark of safety with Jesus so he can take me home, put my name in the book of life, because right now it's not in there. If you are in the audience, if you're standing, and you said, I'm going to be baptized, raise your hand so I can see. I've got to be baptized. And it's even that I want to be rebaptized because I've been slipping and sliding. If you're out there, if you're standing up here, just raise your hand so I can see. Jesus, rebaptism, baptism, step, rebaptism. I want you all to step just a little, just in front. Just come a little closer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The church ought to be yelling. You ought to be yelling. Yeah, that's okay. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, my brother. Who else? Rebaptism. Baptism. I want to study. I need to know more. Where are you? Don't worry about what anyone thinks. This thing is individual. I want my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Wanted in the Lamb's Book of Life. You coming here? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, sister. Praise God. Do you know God? Do you know God sings over this? Do you know he sings over this? Who else? Make the decision. I don't know everything, Sister Carol. You don't need to know everything. All you got to know is that Jesus loves me. Jesus died for me. Jesus went to the cross for you. And Jesus is coming back for you. Just come. I'm going to ask the pastor to pray. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Phew. You see what the Lord has done? Amen. And there are more. Pray, pastor. Pray over your members. They'll be faithful. They'll be steady in the Lord. And pray over these ones whose names have now been put in the Lamb's Book of Life. Hallelujah. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Go ahead, Pastor. I can't even stop. Go ahead, Pastor. Pray.
Father, you are good. Jesus. Father, you're talking to our hearts. You've reminded us of your great love because you're a forgiving God. And you've taught us tonight that we can't hold unforgiveness in our hearts. Thank you because you accept us just the way we are. And you call us unto you. And I praise you for those of us who've made decisions to recommit our lives to you.
Look at them, Jesus.
Father, we don't want to keep anything back from you. We want to make our minds up about you and your kingdom and your coming.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you because you've given us this time. And as we move forward by faith,
thank you, Jesus.
You also call others to come unto you to be baptized and rebaptized.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you because maybe we've made this decision and we didn't know how in the world we came to be where we are.
Mercy.
But your Spirit has been moving upon us.
That's all.
And we know that this is right.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, bless those who have made a decision to be baptized and rebaptized. Bless those who have made a decision to recommit their lives and to come to you and walk with you closer than ever before. And bless those who are in the valley of decision.
Yes, Lord.
And may they make their decision soon. Move your church.
Thank you, Father.
Prepare us for glory.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Just as I am, praise Jesus. This is the clean part of it. Okay. Return to your seats joyfully. Pastor, how about these? Want them to stick with you for a while?
Yes, I'd like to have
you
those
stick
of you
with the pastor
stay
for
by.
A while.
I'd like
Rose,
to pray with you.
I think we can do that first verse while everyone is hanging with the pastor and the others are going back to their seats. You hang with the pastor. I'll get out the way. Just as I am, we're going to sing that little song. Is that okay? Without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me. We're going to sing this little first verse, okay? We know it by heart. Come on, sister. I appreciate you, sister. Just as I am, without one plea, come up here.
Without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me,
and that thou bidst me,
and that thou bidst me come to.
Just as I am and waiting not.
Just as I am and waiting not.
rid my soul of one dark blot. Rid my soul of one dark blot. To thee whose blood, to thee whose blood can cleanse each spot, O Lamb of God, I come, I come. Just as I am, though tossed about, just as I am, though tossed about with many a conflict, with many a conflict, many a doubt, fightings within, fightings within, and fears without, O Lamb of God, I come, I come.
Thank you, love, thank you.
Just as you've felt the presence of the Lord here tonight, may we leave this place with the Spirit of Christ, a spirit of forgiveness, but may we pray about anyone we need to forgive. But if you've been blessed tonight, don't keep the blessing to yourself. Invite somebody, bring somebody tomorrow night, because they too need a Savior. God bless you. If you have any special prayer needs that you would like to have prayer for, you can come up forward to my right, and we will have people ready to pray with you. God bless you.